Okay, back to the judgment thing. Okay, if you die and you go to heaven and God judges you and he finds you innocent and he sends you to hell, that's not a good place. And you know what he did. He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross in your place. So is that good news or bad news?
Good news.
And do you know how to partake of this good news?
No.
Well, the Bible tells us, first of all, we must believe, but we can't believe on our own. It's only God that can make us believe. And then we got to repent of our sins. And do you know what it means to repent of your sins?
Like, say you're sorry and you really mean it.
Really? How would you really mean it?
Never do it again.
Never do it again. That's a good thing. I mean, because like, if I punched you in the nose, I said, I'm sorry, and then I punched you in the nose, my sorry would mean nothing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he wants us to turn from our sins and turn back to him. So you're right on track there. And but you're right about the method of coming back and asking for that forgiveness. Have you ever had a boyfriend that ever cheated on you in the past?
Yes.
No.
How'd that make you feel?
Dude, I wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah, you were wrathful against him, right? So if he came back to you and he said, you know, it really wasn't a big deal, and I'll try not to do it again, do you think you'd take him back if he said that? But if he was insincere in his apology and he just made it flippant, like, it's no big deal, I'll try not to do it again, I can't make any promises. Yeah, well, that's good. Did he come back crying and begging and asking for that forgiveness?
What would I do?
No, he didn't.
No, did he?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Okay. He cried. That's awesome. That means that he was probably repentant.
That's sad.
Why is that sad?
Why would you want people to cry? That's so sad.
That shows him that he's in the right heart. At least he's asking for it back. See, now, if he came back and he wasn't crying and he was just so flippant about it and said, well, I'll try not to do it again, but I'm not going to make any promises, as he's looking at girls as you're talking to him, you probably wouldn't take him back, right?
No.
Well, why?
Because he's...
Because he doesn't mean it.
Because he doesn't mean it. That's the same way that God wants us to come back to him, you know? He wants us to be sincere with our asking for that forgiveness. And the only way to do that is to really examine yourself with the Ten Commandments, you know? Have I lied? Have I stolen? You know? Have I committed adultery? Have I murdered, you know? And you missed the earlier part there. Have you ever killed anybody?
Yes, all the time.
Yep, see, she can admit it. Remember what Jesus said in the Bible. That if a man's ever called his brother fool, he's in danger of judgment. And if he's ever hated anybody, that's just as bad as murder. Have you ever done anything like that?
No.
What are you talking about? I'm talking God. About God. I'm a big Christian.
We'll interview you next, okay?
Hey, look, it's Christian.
How you doing? What's your name? Oh, here,
Marvin. Yeah.
You said you're a good Christian?
I'm a Christian, but I'm not good.
Okay. So where do you go to church at, Marvin?
Deliverance Temple Church of God in Christ.
Okay. And we're doing interviews right now for a thing called Cross Pollination Ministries right now for training purposes. So is it okay if we use you with this?
Yeah.
Okay. What we're doing what's called a Way of the Master method of evangelizing to people. It's very simple to talk to people about God and to make the switch into the spiritual realm, you know. In fact, we're doing it right now, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you consider yourself, Marvin, did you say your name is? Marvin, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah.
Okay, are you familiar with the Ten Commandments at all, Marvin?
Yeah, but I don't know them all.
Okay, but you know a few of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try a few, see how you do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have you ever told a lie before, Marvin?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever stolen anything before?
Yeah.
And what do you call a person that lies?
A liar.
Okay, and what do you call a person that steals things?
A thief.
Okay, and have you ever killed anybody, Marvin?
No.
Okay, but you read the Bible, right, Marvin?
Yeah.
Okay, remember the part where Jesus says if a man's ever called his brother a fool, he's in danger of judgment. And if he's ever hated anybody, that's just as bad as murder. So have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever called anybody a name or hated them?
Yeah.
Okay, how about blasphemy? Have you ever taken the Lord's name in vain?
Yeah.
Okay, so Marvin, by your own admission, you're a lying, thieving, adulterer, murderer, or I didn't even get to the adultery, lying, thieving, blaspheming, murderer at heart. So if you die tonight and you stand before God for judgment and he judges you based on the Ten Commandments, will he find you innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Okay, and if he finds you guilty, would he sentence you to hell or let you go free to heaven?
Hell.
Does this concern you at all?
Yeah.
And... do you know what God did so that you don't have to go to hell?
Yeah.
What did he do for you, Marvin?
Died on the cross for our
sins. He died on the cross for your sins. You're right. So why would you think that you would go to hell then?
Because I'm a sinner.
We're all sinners.
Because I died in sin.
We all die in sin. I mean, that's what kills us. But Jesus Christ, he took our place on the cross, okay? Let's do this court analogy again, okay? Let's say that you broke 5 serious crimes, you know, and the judge has all this evidence against you. He has videos, audios, and eyewitnesses, okay? It's quite clear that you're guilty to him, to all, and yourself as well. And you're standing there, and he says, well, Marvin, I'm afraid that, I'm a good judge, so I'm going to have to make sure that the evidence is quite clear that you're guilty. So I have to make sure that justice is done. So therefore, I must make sure that justice is done. So I'm imposing a $50,000 fine for what you have done. And but you say to the judge, I don't have $50,000. I have $50. Would you take that? And the judge says, no, I got to take $50,000. You know, judge can't be bought off. You know, and then you say to the judge, well, what's the alternative, you know? And then the judge says, well, you pay $50,000 or you go to jail for 20 years, you know? That wouldn't be very good, would it?
No.
No? But then all of a sudden somebody in the back, he stands up. He says, just a minute, judge. And he walks up to the front and he writes off a check for $50,000 and he gives it to the judge. And the judge says, okay, Marvin, that's good. You're free to go. Why do you think the judge let you go?
Because you paid the money.
Because the price had been paid for you. And that's the same thing that Jesus had done. He's the man that stood in your place. That's why he died on the cross, you know.